It's hard to stop rebels that time travel. But we at the Time Council pride ourselves on doing just that. Welcome to the Living Museum, where legendary rebels from throughout history have been frozen in suspended animation. Here in this particular exhibit, you'll find members of Wonderland and their notorious leader, Janelle Monáe, along with her dangerous accomplice, Badoola Oblongata. Together, they launched Project Queen, a musical weapons program in the 21st century. Researchers are still deciphering the nature of this program and hunting the various freedom movements that Wonderland disguised as songs, emotion pictures, and works of art.
Let's dirty. what you preach. Robs you of your dignity, robs you of your sanity. City life, lose your soul. Infinity, till you wander aimlessly with a one-track mind, for no one will I go to hell. For no one will I go to hell. From this madness, take me away from this sadness. Don't want to be part of your confusion. Don't want to be part of your corruption and be fooled by illusion. For no one will I go to hell. For no one will I go to hell. For no one. One note your sermon goes the roots without the roots, makes hollow sounds to my ear. You've got cars to drive and ships to sail and planes to fly and material possessions, but I've got mountains to climb. For no one going to hell. For no one, for no one, for no one will I go to hell. For will I go to hell? For no one. Oh, na 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 na.
Home. No one leaves home unless home is the mouth of a shark. You only run for the border when you see the whole city running as well. Your neighbors running faster than you, breath bloody in their throats. And the boy you went to school with who kissed you dizzy behind the old tin factories, holding a gun bigger than his body. You only leave home when home won't let you stay. No one leaves home unless home chases you. Fire under feet, hot blood in your belly. And even then, you carry the anthem under your breath, only tearing up your passport in airport toilets, sobbing as each mouthful of paper made it clear that you would not be going back. You have to understand, and no one would put their children in a boat unless the sea is safer than the land. No one burns their palms under trains, beneath carriages. No one spends days and nights in the gallbladder of a truck feeding on newspaper unless the miles traveled mean something more than journey. No one crawls under fences, wants to be beaten, wants to be pitied. No one chooses refugee camps or strip searches where your body is left aching, or prison, because prison is safer than a city of fire, and one prison guard in the night is safer than 14 men who look like your father. No one could take it, could stomach it. No one's skin would be tough enough. The go home blacks, refugees, dirty immigrants, asylum seekers, sucking our country dry, niggers with their hands out. They smell strange, savage, messed up their own country, and now they want to mess up ours. How do the words, the dirty looks, roll off your back? And maybe it's because the blow is softer than a limb torn off, or the words are more tender than 14 men between your legs, or the insults are easier to swallow than rubble, than bone, than your child's body in pieces. I want to go home, but home is the mouth of a shark. Home is the barrel of a gun, and no one would leave home unless home chased you to the shore, unless home told you to quicken your legs. Leave your clothes behind, crawl through the desert, wade through the oceans, drown, save, be hungry, beg, forget pride. Your survival is more important. No one leaves home unless home is a sweaty voice in your ear saying, leave, run away from me now. I don't know what I've become, but I know that anywhere is safer than here.
Strangers with grandma, be good for mommy. spank you, painful to watch her leave. Bubblegum jeans, bell billy jeans, feather bang, probably me, baby eyes watch as her image fades in the breeze. Claims she get us in the morning, we know it's when she damn well please. Red lipstick, and yeah, Halloween, she's scheming on Christmas. Excuse me, Miss Wick, voucher collecting, food stamp selling, you could price 10 for 7. Convicted felon business on phones behind glass, in a letter sending Polaroids of a naked ass. They wanna sex her up, color her back, think it over cause she ain't used to and never had peekaboo mother. Her, your son and daughter love ya, but she never loved herself. Attract men that discover her weaknesses and suffer through beatings. Listen to Christopher Williams thinking, don't wake me, I'm dreaming. Don't wake me, I'm dreaming. It's one woman in the mic.
Relationships, when they're talking about power, when they're talking about suffering, when they're talking about what it means to be a black woman in a way that maybe doesn't make every brother on earth thrill to hear it right away. Those women are harder to get heard. Those women have a harder time getting the mic, getting appreciated for being on the mic, and for being understood as part of the sort of metaphorical cipher. It has to be transformed in such a way that more members of the community who are less heard, they have to elbow their way to the mic sometimes. Not always, but sometimes. And you know, when they successfully grab hold of the sort of the narrative in the space and compel us to listen, you know, they're the most powerful of all because they affirm the tradition and they challenge the tradition at the same time.
The name of this tune is Mississippi Goddamn. And I mean every word of it. Alabama's gotten me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi Goddamn. Alabama's gotten me so upset. He made me lose my rest, and everybody knows about Mississippi Goddamn. Can't you see it? Can't you feel it? It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's gotten me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest, and everybody knows. Show tune, but the show hasn't been written for it yet. Hound dogs on my trail, school children sitting in jail. Black cat cross my path, I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on this land of mine, we all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there, I've even stopped believing in prayer. Just about due. I've been there, so I know. You keep on saying, go slow. But that's just the trouble. Washing the windows, picking the cotton. You're just plain rotten. You're too damn lazy. You're thinking it's crazy. Where am I going? What am I doing? I don't know. I don't know. Just try to do your very best. Stand up, be counted with all the rest. Cause everybody knows about Mississippi. God damn. I bet you thought I was kidding, didn't you? Picket lines, school boycotts, they try to say it's a communist plot. All I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. Yes, you lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine just like a lady, and you'd stop calling Sister Sadie. Oh, but this whole country is full of lies. You all gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust you anymore. You keep on saying, go slow. Go slow. Well, that's just the trouble.
Stone witnessing, stone witnessing, stone witnessing.
In order to withstand the weather, we had to become stone.
Stone witnessing, witnessing. For a stone, as a stone, as a state of consciousness, is meant to be used in its widest, most inclusive sense, as well as in its deconstructive reach, as a form of testimony in the feminist struggle. It is this related notion of the between, between space, between what can bear witness and what cannot be borne witness. So that rather than merely pointing the witnessing outward, the movement simultaneously point inward, the here there and the elsewhere within here all at once.
We had to become stone.
Who's speaking? Who's listening? How? When? Where? With whom? And with what?
In order to withstand the weather, we had to become stone.
Stones are dynamic if you have a different time scale. But if you're watching a stone, it might not change for you, right?
We had to become stone.
Fluidity and that dynamism that is in something that seems so dead.
We had to become stone. What is the hardest for some does not exist for others. We we had to become stone. We might be bruised by what we encounter. We might harden ourselves to survive what we come up against. Audre Lorde once wrote, in order to withstand the weather, we had to become stone.
The hatred that creates some bodies as strangers can be experienced as weather, as clouds or storms, as snow.
In order to withstand the weather, we had to become stone.
Hardening doesn't erase what made hardening necessary.
Social forms of oppression, racism can be experienced as weather, as physically pressing and pounding against the surface of the body. Coming up against walls, those hardenings of history, can leave us fragile. We might splinter. We might shatter. We had to become stone.
Why is it so difficult for us to look at the state and its two faces, the face of justice that is to protect us and the face of law enforcement that is there to kill us? And I think that blackness, and blackness both as a signifier of raciality and sexuality here dominating gender, right, subjecting gender to sexuality, is exactly that which exposes these two faces of the state, and the fact that violence, the violence of law enforcement, is indeed what defines the state, because before the black body, the state is ready to kill, to protect itself. So the question, right, if that is it, if law enforcement defines the state, and if before the state, the black sexual body, trans or biological, if before that body, the state will immediately act to defend itself, so what does it take in terms of, you know, our political possibilities? Is it enough just to articulate a subject with a body, a sexual racial subject, before that state? Does it demand, in addition, a return to a critique of the state from that body? And we return to the state to do what? Demanding recognition, demanding rights? But if law enforcement defines the state, and before the state, that body will be killed, maybe what it demands is the call for the extinction of the state. So do you want to be somebody before the state, to go back to the conversation, or nobody against it?
How to survive the force of what we come up against. We had to become stone.
So do you want to be somebody before the state, to go back to the conversation, or nobody against it?
We had to become stone.
In unserer piratischen Anfang hat sich Radio Lora seit über 20 Jahren ausdehnt auf der UKW-Welle. Über 300 Sendungsmacherinnen und Macher senden im Raum Zürich 24 Stunden am Tag auf über 20 verschiedene Sprachen.
We bring the truth to places truth has never heard before. Straight from the
Musik, offener Politkanal, Info, Frauenradio, Kultur, Experimentalradio.
Commandeering airwaves from unknown positions. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded. With information that will never be reported. Disregard the mainstream, media distorted. We come and listen and support it. Ha ha.
Oh yeah!
Dass Lora weiterhin ein werbfreies Radio bleiben kann, braucht wir eure Unterstützung. Werdet Mitglied oder spendet auf Postcheckkonto.
Ja.
80-144-03-9. Für mehr Infos und das vollständige Senderprogramm geht auf www.lora.ch.